Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Matheson's here. Rick is a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the creative officer at imatheson.com. Check that website out. Author of Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand. You sort of get the picture on what he's up to. And he's helping us understand some of the marketing trends, the digital marketing trends for next year. We talked about a new way to launch an interactive email platform with where customers can be interactive inside of the email. We talked about a security system, AMP for email, and then BIMI for a new security email branding security system. And you got a couple of more for us, Rick.
That's right. So the third big trend is, and this is low-hanging fruit here, Jim, we should all already be doing this, is greater email and social media integration. And why this is important, in fact, it's funny, Jim, I went through my email inbox this morning, and you were the only brand, big or small, who had the Facebook page for Small Business Advocates, a link on the email itself, and at Jim Blasingame for Twitter. So everyone needs to be doing this. I think we've reached a point now where we want to even have the social icons on emails. I'm not even doing this. I need to start doing this. Every brand needs to start doing this.
Yep.
And there's a couple of good reasons for it. You want to start to build that sort of connective tissue between email and social for a couple reasons. One is people that, when brands interact with shoppers on social media and in email, these people tend to spend 20 to 40% more with that company, according to a piece I saw in Business to Community recently. Now, what is really key here is what you want to do is you want to have promotions in social media that require a email registration. That way, you have the handle and the email together, and you can build a much better profile for that customer. You know a lot more about that customer all of a sudden than the email address, a webmail address,
right,
or whatnot. So-and-so at gmail.com. Well, now you know what their interests are. And this is important for real small businesses that have that really one-to-one relationship with customers, but also for things like, small B2B firms, law firms, others, for account-based marketing. It's a simple way to start to gain reconnaissance on who your clients really are your customers really are and what they're all about. So this is something that we should all be.
Absolutely. And there are people out there, whether you are or not, there are people out there who really spend most of their time online inside of one of these platforms. So even if they just see your name there, that validates you. That's part of their relevance search. So what's next?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then the fourth big trend is, I made a prediction, it was about 10 years ago in one of my books, where I said, hey, you know what, pretty soon we're going to reach a point where bragging rights in social media aren't going to be how many followers you have, but how few followers you have and how meaningful that these relationships are.
Quality, not quantity.
Exactly. Well, it didn't quite turn out that way in that folks still love a good number, but you are starting to see this shift where there is, hey, the broad world of social media, and then there's and email, and now there's this special group of people, customers, that I've created a small closed environment social experience for them where I can get their advice on products, feedback on products and ideas for new product offerings, where I'm able to talk to my super fans or my, key customers, and they, one, feel really special. Two, they feel invested in your next product or offering because they're part of the brain trust, as you like to say, for new products for that company.
I get emails from some companies who say, tomorrow we're going to let the world know about this, but we're letting you know about it today.
Exactly.
It works like a charm. I got to tell you, it works like a charm.
Absolutely. And
there's you cannot minimize the concept of exclusivity. Airlines know that there a large part of their regular customers prefer status to money.
Yes.
They don't want you to save them money as much as they want you to up their increase their status. This is all part. This is a primordial human trait, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and you're starting to see platforms built for this as well. If you look at that Patreon, they have a platform for podcasters and other content creators where, hey, I've got my blog, I've got my podcast, or what have you, but I can offer a subscription to my brand essentially, where you come in, you log in, and you're going to get my this episode a day early, if it's a weekly podcast.
Yep. Yep.
You're going to get this special offer before anybody else does.
Yep.
And, it's this whole sort of subscription economy that's taking shape.
Hey Rick, let's give us the fifth one. We got about 30 seconds. Tell us about that one.
Sure. The next one is to move into content marketing, from content marketing to content experiences. So 2020 for bigger brands is all going to be about experiences. Coca-Cola, you can log in and create a customized Coke bottle to share with somebody, Jim or Melissa or anybody at Jim Blasting Show, and have it pull us out to you. That's going to make its way to small businesses in the year ahead. And by this time next year, we're going to be talking about some small businesses that have done some really cool things.
These are all things, folks, that are coming at you for 2020. You're going to be able to take advantage of. Follow Rick Matheson, imatheson.com. You'll learn more about this. Hey, Rick, good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.